John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. In this episode, we're going to continue what I told you last time about how to eliminate the real reasons you're fat. What we talked about last time is to explain to you how to understand the reasons why you kept putting so much food in your mouth when you knew very well it was going to make you fat and uncomfortable and you would hate it. The reason you're going to do that, the reason you have been doing that, is to understand the problem, the real problem. Again, weight is not your problem. Let's go over what the goal is. You're fat. You made yourself fat. No one else did it for you. You made yourself fat on purpose. You may not have wanted to get fat, but you ensure that you would eat enough food and the kinds of foods to make sure you're fat. Now, we have to understand, or you have to understand, why you made yourself fat. That's the problem. That's the only problem. Your weight is the result of you making yourself fat. Your weight is not your problem. Your weight is the symptom. That's all it is. Your weight is a result of putting so much food in your mouth. If you didn't have to put so much food in your mouth, you never would have been fat. That's why diets are a joke. They're a serious joke. They're all trying to make the symptoms go away. Think about it. Weight is your symptom. Weight is the result of putting all the food in your mouth. It's like trying to rub off a rash. Diet and exercise. Diet and exercise. That's all people tell you. Diet and exercise. They haven't accomplished a thing. Not a thing. You're still fat. Your friends are still fat. And you know from reading in the paper or the magazines that the whole world's getting fatter. So diet and exercise crowd are a complete and utter waste of time. They all say, let me sell you some food. Buy my food. Come to my meeting. Take my pill. What you're really saying at the end of the game is, give me your money. Give me your money and I'll make you thin. The fact is, you may have given them a lot of money, but you're still fat. That is just a waste of time. Treating the symptom is a joke. Can do that forever, you won't accomplish a thing. They don't have a clue. All those people are yesterday's news. What you're going to do, what we're doing and you're going to do is something totally different. We're not worrying about your weight. That'll come off automatically, easily, piece of cake. We are teaching you how to eliminate the need you have, the need you feel to put so much food in your mouth. Once, think about it, once that need is gone, you don't have to put the food in your mouth anymore. And you can weigh anything you want to weigh. You'll say to yourself, let me tell you how easy this is. When you get the hang of it, you'll say to yourself, oh my gosh, what have I done? I've spent years being fat and I never had to. It was all a giant mistake. I didn't have to jeopardize my health. I didn't have to live with the insults and barbs of other people. I didn't have to ruin my social life. I didn't have to go through any of that. It was all a mistake. It would be like a giant weight being lifted from your shoulders, not just from your body, but from your shoulders. You were going to be free. You're going to be free of the need to stuff yourself with all that food. It's going to be like the invention of the wheel to you. You'll know exactly how you're going to feel. And the reason we go over this is I want you to understand why you're doing this. This is not just a test. It's not an exercise. You don't get a grade. You don't report to anybody. It's just you. You are, remember this, you are not just losing weight. Losing weight is for suckers. Nobody, almost no one, permanently loses weight. Just ask yourself, have you permanently lost weight? Do you know anybody who has permanently lost weight, not 10 or 15 or 20 pounds and gained it back? That's diets. Because they are treating the symptom, they are leaving the underlying problem intact. You're going to eliminate the underlying problem. As a result of you having to put all this food in your mouth and feeling the need to do so, you become a fat person. You think of yourself as fat. You look to the world through the eyes of a fat person. And believe it or not, you're emotionally comfortable being fat. God, you hate to hear that. You can't stand to hear it. You say, no, no, I hate being fat. If I could be thin, I would. Yeah, really, really? You're keeping yourself fat. Just remember that. You're eating just enough food to maintain your weight where it is at fat. So the problem is you. And the only time you're ever going to weigh less permanently is when you are emotionally comfortable weighing that. That will only happen when you eliminate the emotional needs you feel to keep putting all that food in your mouth. We call it the emotional need for food, or ENF. Your ENF, or emotional need for food, is a very powerful force. You don't have much control over it. That's why you don't have much control over your weight. Willpower doesn't have a chance against it. Your ENF, or your emotional need for food, is what is keeping you fat. Your desire to weigh less hasn't got a prayer, not a chance. You are not comfortable weighing less. Emotionally, you're not comfortable. That's why you've gained the weight back, and that's why your friends always gain the weight back. And that's what, when I tell you to do these exercises, or what I call emotional experiences, it's not for fun. It's not for sport. It's so you will learn to appreciate what you've been doing and understand it. Where the process we're going to go through is what we call reverse emotional engineering. What we're going to do is we're going to reverse or eliminate the need you feel to put all that food in your mouth. It is just that simple. It is fundamentally simple. And that is why, when you go through these exercises, I want you to keep in mind the goal. You want to understand the feeling, the emotional feeling that you have to stuff yourself, or eat 3 pieces of chocolate cake, or 10 pieces of fried chicken, or go out for ice cream 3 times a day, or whatever it is. Keep in mind, you're doing it to yourself, you're doing it on purpose. Also keep in mind that if you had control over it, you wouldn't be doing it. It's the only time you were going to be emotionally comfortable at a lower weight is when you eliminate the emotional need for food. I know that you have some questions about this. Let's look at a couple examples that are in the news. You know, there's a governor of a southern state who used to weigh 100 pounds more, and he advertises that he lost 100 pounds. Let's think about that. I don't know this guy, but when he weighed 100 pounds more, he knew he was fat. When he was gaining the 100 pounds, he knew he was getting fat, but he did it anyway. Did he want to be fat? No. He said he's just a good southern boy, like home cooking. Nonsense. He had an emotional need to put all the food in his mouth. Now he's lost 100 pounds. Really? Why? Went to the doctor. Doctor said, you have diabetes. You could die. You could lose a limb. You could go blind. Fear is a very serious emotion. Fear can trump an emotional need for food because it's a more potent emotion. It compels you to do something. Fear is a great motivator, but it's an emotional motivator. That's what it is. Let me give you another example. There's a famous actress who is a speaker person, a spokesperson for a diet plan. She lost 50, 60, 70 pounds. Why do you think it happened? Let's suppose, for the sake of argument, somebody paid her money. Gee, what a shock. An actress being paid money. And she lost the weight. Suppose somebody offered you $1 million. You would lose, let's say, 20, 50 pounds and keep it off or stay at the lower weight for a year. Could you do it? Would you do it? $1 million, beside having a logical component, has an emotional component. Think of all the things you could do with $1 million, how happy you would be. What it would mean to you, not only intellectually, but emotionally. I think you're beginning to get the message. You have to go through these exercises. And it doesn't cost a cent. We don't want a penny of your money. We're doing this because everybody else is an idiot. And they're not teaching you a thing. And everybody is still fat. And all anybody wants is your money. We're going to eliminate the underlying cause. And once the cause is eliminated, your problem will automatically go away. Your weight problem will disappear as in the night. You will forget that it ever happened. And you will know that it was never necessary to do. Continue this on my next episode. This is John Thomas signing off. Goodbye.